This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The Defense Department's budget for fiscal year 2015 is just about $500 billion. That's pretty much the same as it was this year, but in 2015, the Pentagon may spend the money Congress has allocated differently. Ashton Carter is President Obama's nominee to replace Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense, and Carter used to be the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics. That's a big job because the person in that position approves what the Pentagon purchases, everything from fighter jets to toilet paper. Tim Fitzsimmons looks at Carter's tenure as the military's shopper-in-chief.
It's a well-known trope that acquisitions is where government money goes to die. It was lampooned by the 1998 movie Pentagon Wars, which showed how a million-dollar tank commissioned during the Johnson administration ended up going well over budget and adding a few features along the way.
But how did it end up with a turret on top?
If you look at any major weapon system program at the Department of Defense, it's over budget, not on schedule, and at the end of the day, it performs under what was actually asked for.
That's Bill Greenwalt, a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He says the hallmark of Carter's two-year tenure at acquisitions was an initiative called Better Buying Power to cut down on this wasteful spending. Maintaining stated budget targets for new and existing weapon systems will be a goal of the Pentagon under Carter, according to Greenwalt.
The next real difficult issue is to invest in the future and to actually drive the innovation.
For decades, NASA and the Pentagon poured money into research and development and dominated the high-tech industry. But since the 80s, the private sector has spent more, which means anyone can buy the technology, including America's enemies. Changing that will be a priority.
I think that's probably number one on the list.
Byron Callen, an analyst with Capital Alpha, says he thinks the Carter Pentagon will focus on trying to bring some of the tech vibrancy of Silicon Valley to Washington.
If you look at some of the developments that are going on in autonomous systems, for example, the money that Google is putting in robotics, autonomous vehicles, Amazon playing around with drones, the Department of Defense is going to have to tap into that expertise.
Skeptical that a superstar corporation will team up with the Pentagon? Well, it's happened before. During World War II, one of the government's biggest defense contractors was General Motors. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.